Okay, Rabosai. So we had a hakira last time in terms of birchas hamitzvos. What's the function of birchas hamitzvos? Is the function just general shevach vodah? Okay, give shevach vodah. It's certainly worthy of shevach vodah that we have the mitzvos of Hashem, which are really a tremendous opportunity. Or, in addition to being shevach vodah, it's something more specific. It actually enhances the performance of the mitzvah itself by helping us sanctify ourselves and focus on the mitzvah. We saw that in the Ritva, the Nod Mihuda, the Chassam Sofer, based on the Kuzari, etc. Or the Rav had this big fish based on the Rambam and Chassid David. I looked up the Chassid David inside. Yeah, he did have two shots in. Like, in the end, he has for a few words, the original Chassid David, the long version. He says, oh, maybe it means that, like, you need the mitzvahs to matter if you did the Aveir eating without a bracha. Like, that the mitzvahs are the matter. But his main shot was what it has in the Vilna Shas. You need a matter to do the mitzvahs. If you need a matter for food, which is not so holy, for sure you need a matter for mitzvahs, which are super kadosh. And we left off with two shots of them. What the matter is the matter more, it's completely different as a matter. But what's the idea behind the matter is the matter, the shevach vodah, that's the way the Lekach Tov understood it, certainly. After all, you're just getting hana'ah, so you're thanking Hashem for the hana'ah. Or is the matter, to put it in a context of, tzivanu, to show that we're doing it as a response to the tzivoy, and not just stam as a spiritual practice or our own initiative, our own ideas, which is what really makes it true avodah. So therefore, we had two different. You know, the matter could be more based more on the shevach avodah, or based more on the. On the idea of giving a specific framework to the mitzvah, but not just general kavana, but specifically the kavana of the mitzvah aspect as opposed to just the spiritual act. And we said when it comes to birkat mitzvahs being over, in terms of the drasha, here we would say, like, Rav Nachman, meaning it is a separate kiyum. Yeah, just like there are two separate, there's Achimatz, the Kushki, both of them were doing their jobs, they weren't working together in any way, so you have the mitzvah and you have the shevach, as opposed to the idea of Vuavar Lefneyan, or Yavar Malkam Lefneyan, Hashem Barosham, which is a function of leadership and setting a certain direction. This would be Abaye, who says, directs the mitzvah, and I think Abaye would fit here also. It's a matter, there's a relationship between them. You need the matter to lead into the mitzvah. And we asked, what's the reason for over lasiyasa? That's the last thing we had on the board. What's the reason for over lasiyasa? If the matter, pashut, of course the matter needs to be beforehand. You need matter before you do it. That's the whole point of a matter. You need to matter something, and then you do it, it's mutter. If you say, this is actually why the Ritva, the Nod Yehuda, and the Chassam Sofer, and the Ritva, all said their shot in his first shot, he says, to enhance the mitzvah. If the point is to enhance the mitzvah, then obviously you need to do beforehand in order to affect the way you do the mitzvah. But if just Shevach Hodah, why daft beforehand? Why not like the Harbu Kvos, etc., that you were the Soros Tovos, that you do it afterwards? So here we had a few pshatim. Here we said, you would think to say it after the mitzvah. But our two shots we had were either the Ritva in his second shot, Avodas HaNefesh come before Avodas HaGuf, or we saw the Sefer Achinuch, he said there's just a difference that you appreciate Gashmias after you have it, but you appreciate sickly things before you do them. Because gashmis is all about sort of the feeling of satisfaction which you get afterwards, and sikhli is about it being right and it being the right direction, and that you sense the most beforehand. So he says you appreciate hana'a sikhlis beforehand. Okay, that's where we left off, and I think this affects, however, many, many issues in our sugya. So for example, how about the question of doing it, saying the bracha, clearly over last yasa means not afterwards. But how about saying the bracha, the emtsa yasa? How about saying the bracha in the middle of Asiyasa? Right? How about, let's call it Be'emza Asiyasa. Okay, now, Shami, should you say, is it just as good or good enough to say the bracha in the middle of doing it? So clearly, if you're talking about a matir, that would not make sense. What's a matir? You need to be matir from the beginning. You shouldn't do an isser at all. You should be matir from the very beginning. So then we would say, no way to do it. The Ensas Yasan, the Tochas Yasan makes no sense if the matter needs to be beforehand. You shouldn't do anything wrong. But what about the other Pshatim? So here I think that if you're talking about pure Shevach Lokta, then it might make a lot of sense to say, when do you feel the Shevach Lokta the most? You feel the Shevach Lokta the most when you're in the middle of doing something. You're right. Maybe you don't feel the most afterwards, etc. But it's efshar that it could be none. You feel it. Once it's over, it's over. No, when it's over and done with, you don't feel the Shevach Lokta so much. It's not like food that's in your belly. Maybe here you feel the Shevach Lokta the most when you're in the middle of it. Then you're on the high. So then it would make a lot of sense. Here we say not to do it in the middle of Asiyasa, which is here it make a lot of sense to say maybe. You know, and not for sure. According to the Ritva, Avos HaNefesh should come first, not in the middle of. But according to the Chinuch, you could say, no, the greatest hot appreciation is when you're in the middle. So you could say, maybe it would be mutter, or even ideal, and that is one day in the Rishalmi, right? There's a day in the Rishalmi that says, who was it? I always forget who said which Rishalmi. Over Lasiyasa, Rav Huna says Bishas Lasiyasa. Okay, let's use Rav Huna's Lasha. How about Bishas Lasiyasa? Right, Rav Huna seems to say Bishas is the ideal of Bishas Lasiyasa. That might make a lot of sense. Bishas Lasiyasa, while you're in the middle of things, you really, really feel appreciation. So this is Rav Huna. Rav Huna says Bishas Lasiyasa. Who said that maybe sort of could go either way? Bishas Lasiyasa or in the middle of Asiyasa, so that's the Mordechai and the Avodraha bring Deos. These are not mainstream Deos. Says the Mordechai, quoting the Riva. Where was that Mordechai? The Rav Yah. Says the Rav Yah, Mefarish Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Mordechai Mipi Riva. I overlobe the mining of Varf Shasha Makai Mitzvah, Ibi Mitzvah Shahos, Lavarit, Gon Sitzis, etc., or Sukkah, or Nefilos Lulav. No, of course you can do it in the middle of Asiyasa. Just means don't do it after Asiyasa. So let's say this a little better. If the matter of pure Shevach Lokta, then it might make a lot of sense to say. You don't have to say. You could say the Ritakan over, especially according to the Ritva, right? You certainly could easily say that it's ideal, which is Rav Huna in the Yushalmi. It's no one in the Bavli, but Rav Huna in Yushalmi. Or equally good. Who says it's equally good? That is the Riva in the Rav Yah, and the Balamor is quoted in the Avodraham. Okay, a little funny to me that like there's a Balamor in the Avodraham and a Riva quoted in the Rav Yah. We're from totally different places. We happen to say the same thing, but I don't think there's any explanation other than, okay, so happens. Great minds think alike. And if you put a lot of great minds too, and they're bound to think alike, even of something a little off the beaten path. Clearly Rav Yah wasn't quoted in the Balamor, clearly the Avodraham wasn't quoting the Riva, so the Riva and the Balamor, we don't have an hour Balamor. But the Riva and the Balamor says, oh, it's perfectly fine, do it in the middle. Meaning, if you have a mitzvah where you can't do it in the middle, like tzitzis, you keep wearing tzitzis, you keep wearing tefillin, you keep holding your lulav, etc. That's perfect. That's shkita. Shkita, they said it's too hard to do in the middle. Okay, so that would make a lot of sense. Shevach of the Shas Maisa, you feel a great hisalos of Shevach. Of Shevach Vehoda. Okay, for Matar, it makes absolutely no sense. And this is the mainstream, right? This is the mainstream, this is the Bavli, and Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi. And who say over Lasi Yasan, and like the Pirush of the Rav Yah himself, and the Avudraham himself, who say that A, like Rav Yochanan and the Bavli, you shouldn't ideally do a betocha b'shas asiyasa. And B, the Rav Yah himself, the Rav Yah himself says, and not only shouldn't you l'chachilu do b'shas asiyasa, you shouldn't at all do b'shas asiyasa. It's totally wrong to do b'shas asiyasa. You're supposed to do over l'asiyasa, not preferably b'shas asiyasa, and not optionally b'shas asiyasa. Right? The Bavli and Rav Yochanan reject preferably, and the Mordechai and the Rav Yah and the Avudraham and Stam, all the Rishonim reject it being, or the stima of all the Rishonim reject it being an option. If you're talking about trying to enhance the mitzvah, you know, then it's really an interesting question. On the one hand, you could say, well, you should enhance the mitzvah, be miskadesh and be miskaving before you start it. Or maybe say, no, it's better while you're doing it to like think about it so you have time to forget. So yeah, I would say, sorry, you know, you could see both ways. On one hand, you could see, no, you want to do this mitzvah with the right kavana from the very beginning. Or maybe you could say, no. It's better to be focused on your kavana while you're in the mitzvah than beforehand, because beforehand you might lose it. While you're in the mitzvah, you definitely have it. So yeah, you can see it going both ways. but this is clearly another possible nafkamina. Another possible nafkamina is, of course, how about achar asiyasa? Now, what do you mean by achar asiyasa? Obviously not achar asiyasa. One thing is clear. No matter who you say in Yerushalmi, it's not achar asiyasa. No matter, the Bavli is clearly not achar asiyasa. The whole point is lafuke achar asiyasa. No one says you can do an achar asiyasa. But where do we see this come up? How about achar asiyasa? Bidyevet. Can you bidyevet say a bracha achar asiyasa? That means, kol mitzvah kol bracha over asiyasa. Okay, cute. Interesting Yerushalmi, right? We pass it over asiyasa. Okay, according to two Rishonim, over or bishas, but clearly not achar. What about bidyevet? You forgot to make the bracha. If you make it achar asiyasa, this must happen a lot. This is a famous machlokes Rishonim between, most famously, the Or Zeruah and the Rambam. The Or Zeruah's also quoted by, it's famous. Most Or Zeruah's are famous, quoted. They didn't used to have the Or Zeruah. Most of them didn't have a copy of the Or Zeruah. It's quoted in the Agos Ashri. Everyone had a copy of Rosh Hashanah Agos Ashri. The Agos Ashri in Brachos. And versus the Rambam. The Rambam says, clearly, if you did the mitzvah and you finished, it's too late. If it's tzitzis, so every minute's a new mitzvah. So if you put on tzitzis without a bracha, it's too late for the last 2 minutes, but you can still make a bracha for the next 2 hours. Fine. If you're on tzitzis without a bracha, it's too late for the last 2 minutes, but it's okay for the next hour. But let's say you finished mamish achar asiyasa, right? The you shechted and you're done, says the Rama, no way, no how, over and done with. You cannot say you did already did bigas chametz and you're done. Too late. Says the Rambam, though, that makes a lot of sense from perspective of Engel Mavarch. If the matir, so once you're at matir, it's too late. The whole point is to be matir. If it's a matter of enhancing the kavanah, I think that also makes sense. Right? The Rambam, like the Rambam, matir makes sense. And that was also what you say. If you say the whole point is to get yourself into a kadosh, to being a kaddish yourself and have the right kavana, so you're doing the mitzvah with the right kavana. Once you already did the mitzvah, it's too late to have the right kavana. But if you say it's just a shevach, then, I don't know, what do you do beforehand? Yeah, okay, maybe it's better to do a avos nefesh for avos hagof. But you can also do avos nefesh for avos hagof. Like, it's a cute reason why to do it first, but it's also shayach afterwards. You're still thankful to Hashem afterwards. I mean, a year later. I mean, right afterwards. Right, then it makes a lot of sense to say, like the Or Zeruah, who says, Nivarech, yeah, l'chatchila, it's a greater feeling of appreciation beforehand. Or it's better, nicer to put the mitzvah first if you have to think which to do first. But it's shy of the appreciation afterwards, too. After all, it is a Berkat Shevach Vodah. Let me just illustrate that for a moment with the Tosefta. It's interesting. Why? What's the marker for Berkat HaMitzvos? So I think everyone pretty much agrees. The marker for Berkat HaMitzvos is a Takanat Rabbanan. Not everyone pretty much agrees. Everyone certainly agrees. The marker is Takanat Rabbanan. But you know, the Derech of Chazal to find the smachtas for Takanat Rabbanan. What are we masmich it to? So it's interesting, in the Tosefta, here, the Rambam compared to Berkat HaNenim. Right? But what is the Tosefta in Brachos compare it to? The Tosefta in Brachos says Birkas Haziman, Bihatsa the Barachta, the Brahishona, Bajan Birkas on Bosom. Right, the Barachta, Ziman, Shem Lokech is the Sazan is Hakol, or it's all Israel Bosom. Hatova is Bonagrach Mishalayim, Sher Nasan Hashem is Hatova Mative, etc. Birkas on Bosom. How do you know also beforehand? Shinemar Sher Nasalach. How do you know Harvik Vos? Tam Lomar Laharit. How do you know Torah and Mitzvos? Tam Lomar Sher Nasalach, etc. Interestingly, and then the next thing is you mevarich ala tova and the ra, of tov meitiv nayanimus. What's the context of the Joseph? Joseph is learning obviously not smachta. What's the smachta? So the pasuk berakas amazon. The whole context is berakas amazon, and after berakas amazon you have hermin gvos. Hermin gvos are clearly shel chavodah, right? You're not enhancing the hermin gvos. The benching is clearly Shevach Vodah. The Tosefta clearly puts in perspective of Shevach Vodah, in which case, Shevach Vodah is primarily afterwards. Ah, your marva food before and afterwards. The main thing is afterwards. So I think here, if we could find a smach for this could be, the smach would be the Tosefta, which learns from the Pasuk of Birkas Hamazon. And why am I bringing this in here? Because Birkas Hamazon is afterwards, make a lot of sense. At least with the evidence, you can say it afterwards. There might be some nice reason in your why it's a nicer experience to say beforehand here. But clearly, you would at least also do it afterwards. And this also affects, of course, the issue of the exceptions, right? How about the Achar Asiyasan, for. Exceptional mitzvos, right? How about acharas yosin for exceptional mitzvos? So here we have many, many examples. We have machlokes whether we ever make exception. I mean, we know we have at least one exception, right? One exception is tefillah, whatever exactly that means. The question: do we broaden and increase the exceptions of acharas yosin or not? Do we make many exceptions of acharas yosin or do we not? Right? And here we have a machlokes primarily centered around what we had on the board last time. Tevila and Netilas Yadayim. Do you minimize the exceptions or do you maximize the exceptions? Right? Now, whenever you have machlokas, whether you minimize or maximize the exceptions, it could be about one of two things. There's a reason to broaden the exception. They could be arguing how strong that reason is. After all, if it's a strong enough reason, everyone would agree. But it's more likely they're not arguing how strong the reason is. Because if we look at the reasons they broaden the exceptions, the reasons are schwach. Low ploy of all tovelin. You don't want the Malkari to be different from anyone else. You don't want the Malkari nowadays to be different than it was a million years ago. You don't want the Ger to be different from someone else, etc. Often the exceptions are, the question is, how important is the rule? If the rule is a really, really important rule, then you should be very reluctant to make exceptions, only when you have no choice whatsoever. But if the rule is not such an important rule, then you can be free to make exceptions, even for weak reasons, like low plug. Right, basically, this is the question. If you say it's a matir, you basically should have no exceptions. And if you have one exception, so fine, one exception. You know what? The year just tovah, it's really a big deal. You can't let it go with nothing. So they make a special exceptional bracha that breaks all the rules that's really not serving a similar function to the other brachas. The year just mamish became a Jew, got the whole Torah, so it's right for him to say some bracha on his lifestyle, etc. You figure out some reason, the very local exception. Basically, you would want to, and if it's a matter, you would want to minimize the exceptions, which is basically the Masoros of the Sephardim, right? Minimize the exceptions. Only Ger Bilvad, Rambam, Riff, Rach, first shot, etc. You want to minimize the exception to Ger. Right? I think likewise, if it's coming to enhance your performance of the mitzvah, you would also want to minimize the exception. But, and here, where did the Ezra come from? When the Ezra said, he had many reasons why he said, including the whole question of how you read the Shakvatari Brachas Nachman and Aleph, which we're not going to get into now. Right, they want to ask, really, Ravina there asks whether you can make up your sanan afterwards, which in the end we seem to possibly know. Those are questions that are a little. and compares it to the bracha tefila. They say, no, the bracha tefila is different in the end. What are they saying? The bracha tefila is different. That could be afterwards, but nothing else could be afterwards. Or perhaps the mitzvahs are different. That's unclear in Maskana. Two, stage in the Shaka Vataria, unclear in Maskana. Lemaisa, you can eye Shaka if you want. Lemaisa, one thing Yorzebra says, he says, we see it's not really so important to do it beforehand. How do we see it's not so important to do it beforehand? The exception of tefila. And once he learns the exception of tefila, then b'di'evit you can do all of it, and you can make any bracha afterwards. Once b'di'evit you can make any bracha afterwards, and you think also for a small reason, l'chachilik make any bracha afterwards. And this is explained very much. Here we might broaden. You don't have to, but you can easily broaden the exceptions.
Remy,
if these two nefkaminas that I'm saying are sort of the same thing. If is over las yosan really important, if it's really important, then it should be ma'akivim b'di'evit and should have no exceptions or only one where you have no choice and it's a special thing, a hum made for unique, rare circumstances. If over las yosan is not really so fundamental, it's just a nice idea, but really it's shayach anytime. It's just nice to do it over las yosan, then you can have lots of exceptions. B'di'evit is not ma'akiv, even l'chachila is not ma'akiv if you have a reasonable little plug to do otherwise. No, these two nafkaminas basically go together. Let me just take one more nafkamina, then I'll take Joel's Ha'ara. The interesting rush, I would say she's the Bahag. It's not so clear she's the Bahag. The Bahag makes a funny exception. The Bahag says, the bracha of Kisui Adam is afterwards. Right, that's what the Bahag says. We're not sure why he says that. The Bahag doesn't say why the bracha of Kisui Adam is afterwards, though it's a funny thing to say. Right? It's a funny thing to say, not just in Sfar. It's a funny thing to say, that our Gemara says, all mitzvahs you make over lasiya, all brachos you make over lasiya, except for tefila. So it doesn't say except for kisa. So the Rosh explains, no, what's pshat in the Bahag? All brachos you make over lasiya, except for tefila you make afterwards. Kisa is not an exception, you make before and afterwards. Why before and afterwards? Because shkita and kisa are one mitzvah, shkita and kisa are one mitzvah. That in itself is very important. Love is kulin, right? Is kisa adam kamar shkita or not, right? But that's not our topic now. And therefore, you make a bracha before and after. For Allah Shkita, you shecht. And then you do kisa, you say, I'll kisa yadam. Therefore, it's not an exception because the exceptions are only list when you make it not over last yosan. If you can make it over last yosan and afterwards, that's not an exception. We're really do before and after. Right? A lot of things, not a lot of things, but there are many things you make a bracha before and after. So therefore, it doesn't have to be an exception. Okay, that's the technical defense of the Baha'i. That it's not in the exceptions, because you also have over. When you have over and achar, that doesn't have to be listed in the exceptions. Okay, that's the technical defense behind. Not so exciting. Yeah. Ah, the first bracha after is Mishav Be'ach Hashem to the mitzvah. Do you see that? No, but the point is, when you have two brachas, one is over, one is afterwards, yeah, right now, it doesn't have to be listed in the exceptions. That's just the technical how to list things answer. Right, what's the reason, though, to make the bracha afterwards? So he says the reason to make bracha afterwards because you can't make the bracha on kisui beforehand because you're tefu shchita first. You're not up to kisui. You can't make the bracha on kisui adam in the middle because if it's all one mitzvah, you're not allowed to interrupt the middle of the mitzvah to say a bracha. So therefore, you have to say it afterwards. He makes an exception because you can't interrupt in the middle. Therefore, you have to say it afterwards. So this, now the rush rejects the bracha. So this is the sheet of the bahaga leading to the rush. Can I swear to you this what the Bahag's original svar was? I know, I'm not sure. I don't know. Could be the Bahag a different svar that we can't think of. But this is the only svar we can think of. So here also, he's making an exception. He's saying it's an exception that doesn't have to be listed there, as opposed to the tevila, which says it is listed. It just means many tevilas. And Atil Sudayim says it is listed. It's part of tevila. Here, he's saying an exception for it doesn't have to be listed, but conceptually it's an exception, Bible says. So here also, I think it's pashut that how about for exceptional mitzvahs? Here we're talking about do you minimize or maximize? But here, how about kisui hadam? The Bahag is saying two things. A, you can make it afterwards. This is an exception to make it afterwards. Why? Because it's also to make a bracha in the middle. You can't interrupt in the middle of the bracha. Here I think, why can't you interrupt in the middle of the bracha? Here I think it's very, very pasha that why can't you interrupt in the middle of the bracha? Because it's not, it's an interruption. The point of the mitzvah is to shkita and kisui adam. Being mishabeach Hashem for things is not part of this mitzvah and shouldn't interrupt in the middle. Right? You shouldn't interrupt with something extraneous. What he's basically assuming is two things that go on the same side of the chakira, it's nicely. The bracha is extraneous to the mitzvah, so you shouldn't interrupt with it. That's exactly a separate show. Well, no, yeah, it's a separate thing. It's extraneous. It's vayavar sakushi. And it's really okay to do it afterwards if you have some reason, which also makes sense. Something extraneous is good. So here I think for two reasons, right? For two reasons, this would be the Bahag, the way the Rush explained him. And I think he fits the side here for two reasons. A, it's okay, achar asiyasan. D, it would be an interruption of the mitzvah. Why? Because it's not enhancing or mounting the mitzvah, it's just doing something else. Here, obviously, you would say, right, if you took this shot, you would say, no, the Bahag is impossible for two reasons. Number one, because why do we say it afterwards when it's really important to do it beforehand? Number two, what do you do it in the middle? Adrav, it totally belongs in the middle. It's enhancing what you're doing. And as a matter also, what do you do it in the middle? Of course you should matter it in the middle. Mattering is not something extraneous, and of course it's really to do afterwards. So I think there are two parts of this Bahag, this sort of Surmei Ran and Asay Tov with this Bahag, why you shouldn't do it when before the Kisoy, and why you should can do it after the Kisoy, or Bofu Shitasay, that he takes the Orzarua side of this Chakira. Joel wanted to say something.
Rabbi, I just don't understand. It's obvious that the Rambam can't agree with the Orzarua, but it could be that the Orzarua agrees with the Rambam, and there are two reasons to make the bracha.
Ah, okay. Joel is saying very nicely that some of these nafkuminas, you could say, it could be tzveitinim. Meaning, what do we mean? You're right. Joel's point, yeah, you're right. I was thinking of whether it puts it on the board, and I didn't want to complicate the board too much. But he says, you could say tzveitinim, meaning it's an independent kiyum shevach l'odah, and it also enhances the mitzvah. And if it's tzveitinim, then you would, in some of these nafkuminas, you would say, like the Orzarua. Like, for example, if it's Tzvei Dinim, you would say, well, the Be'evet, you lost one din, but at least do the other din and say it afterwards. So you're right. If you have Tzvei Dinim, then you would come out like the Rambam on some Nafkaminas, like the Orzarua on other Nafkaminas. Absolutely. I mean, if someone says, the Orzarua really believes it's a matter and it's an independent Shevach. So even if you lost half the Kiyum, you should do the other half the Kiyum, the Be'evet. That would make sense. But in terms of this, would we really, you know, in this Nafkamina, we go with the Orzarua for Tzvei Dinim. In this Nafkamina, we go with the Rambam. Minimizing the exceptions, after all. You shouldn't try to lose one of your two dina. Okay, correct. You're absolutely right. You can work that out on your own. Let me point out, I think there's a nice Orza rule to Shitase. One of the most fascinating questions we should deal with is, why are there not brachas on all mitzvahs? What's a Lashon of our Gemara? Right? Lashon of our Gemara is, Kol ha-mitzvahs mevarchalim over la-siyosan. That is what Shmuel says in our Gemara. Yudom or Shmuel. Okay, is he a liar? Kol ha-mitzvos, you don't say over la-siyosan. I mean, except for tefillah. Half the mitzvos, you don't say bracha at all. What do you mean, kol ha-mitzvos, over la-siyosan? Half the mitzvos, you don't say bracha at all. Okay, so he's not a liar. We know that kol doesn't mean everything. That's fine. What does he mean? He means all the mitzvos that are shayach, you say the bracha over la-siyosan. The other mitzvos that aren't shayach and you just don't say bracha at all. We all know many mitzvos you don't say bracha at all. Someone quickly name me 12 mitzvahs who don't say bracha at all. Tzedakah. Many mitzvahs say we don't say bracha on. And there doesn't have to be one hesber for all of them. But some of the Rishon, even the Rishon of one overarching hesber, are going to have to admit that they need another hesber for one or two here and there. The question is there one overarching hesber for which mitzvahs say bracha and which mitzvahs you don't? That's the basic of the Chlokes Rishonim. Is there an overarching? All the Rishonim were bothered by this. This, you know, this famous essay they like to quote from Rav Yosef Ibn Palat that's quoted in the Avodraham and that's paraphrased in the Sharashba, right? The long Sharashba, and then he says, and all of this is as Rav Yosef Ibn Palat explained in his Hilchos Brachos. And Rav Yosef Ibn Palat's Lashon is found word for word quoted in the Avodraham. But everyone was worried about it. And it's an obvious question. How can you not have an answer to this question? Right? I seem to recall once when I was young that I saw somewhere in the Hagos Maimonides that there was one of the Rishonim Ashkenaz who says, it's not a valid question. We actually do say bracha for all mitzvahs. What do you mean? You didn't grow up saying a bracha and keep it up the aim? What's wrong with you? Then I looked, I couldn't find it. So maybe I just dreamed it one day. Anyway, if anyone finds it, I really thought that my boss Rami is quoted. One of the Rishonim Ashkenaz says, deny the premise. You do say brach on every mitzvah. And people who don't are just wrong. Okay, but that's not mainstream Judaism at the very least, right? Well, all Orthodox Jews I know only say a brach on some mitzvahs. So why do we say a brach on some mitzvahs, not others? Here, the Or Zeruah has a fascinating answer. There are many answers. What's the Or Zeruah's answer? Why do you say brach on some mitzvahs, not others? What's his rule? He has a fundamental
answer. Something to me that's pressed on you. You don't make a bracha on it.
Something not to me, do you mean? Right? You only make a bracha on mitzvahs that do
you
not
make
all the time. That come mizman mizman. Meaning, why do you make a bracha on tzedakah and kibbutz of any? Because you're doing it all the time. Why don't you make a bracha on yiras Hashem and emunah b'Hashem, if that's a mitzvah? Because you do it all the time. Tefillin, which comes every morning, and then tzitzis, which comes every morning, on mitzvahs that we didn't have an hour ago, and now we have. Okay, why? Why not make a bracha mitzvah all the time? Adra mitzvah all the time. What's the reason behind it? Someone in one five-letter word, tell me what the Or Zeruah says the reason we only make a bracha on mitzvahs that come isman lisman.
Shalom, I have got him.
Chibur, right. What does he say? Kol mitzvah sheis eaten l'mitzvah. If it's only certain time, then you say a bracha. Okay, he has to squeeze a few in. Only something you're sometimes chayiv and sometimes not chayiv. He says, "Giasman chiyuvin tzarich levarach l'asiyasam machmas chibur." Ah, if you're sometimes chayiv, sometimes pachim, and you become chayiv, you have a chibur. You're excited about it. Okay, what's his gedder? His gedder is things that come at a certain time, and he explains why. Actually, you have more chibuv. You get more excited about it. It's not about how important the mitzvah is. It's about how excited you get. How excited you get is clearly, we're talking about Shevach Vodah. Let's give a classic example, right? What are the Rami Rosh that are pure Shevach Vodah? What's pure Shevach Vodah? The Harem Mukvos and the Yam HaGadol, etc. We all know, if you live in Tzfat, and you see, or, you know, you see the Harem Mukvos every day, then you don't make a bracha because it's not so exciting. Philosophically, it's just as impressive that Hashem made the olam whether you live there every day or not. Yeah, no, I'll tell you to make a bracha when you really feel the shevach of Hashem. You only feel it when it's something new. So that's the effort he says, chibuv, right? This or is the worst classic lishitase that it's a matter he's on the side of shevach vodah. Yet, pure shevach vodah, meaning if now I am, why do I draw a line here? These are all nafkaminas about over lasiyasa. Forget over lasiyasa, nafkaminas in general birksa mitzvahs, right? General birksa mitzvahs nafkaminas, that's with over lasiyasa, right? How about the rule for which mitzvahs deserve a bracha? That rule might be different depending on what you think the function of the bracha is. If you say the function is shevach vodah, the rule might be, it doesn't have to be, meaning the function of shevach vodah, you could probably think of a million ways. But if you say the Ozeru's rule, you have to say it to be shevach vodah. If it's a matter of enhancing my kavana, it makes no sense to only say when I have chibuv and it's mizman lizman. If it's a matter, it makes no sense to say it's only when it's chibuv mizman lizman. But if it's expressing my shevach vodah, you might have said you should always think deeply in yourself and find the shevach vodah. You might have said, you know, it's like drinking water, which even if you drink it all day long, you have to thank Hashem every day. Or you might have said it's like the mountains. That if you see them every day, every second, you don't have to thank Hashem. Okay, you can see it going either way. So what I'm saying is that here, clearly, there is a ruah that was Lishitase. Says there is a ruah, he says, Mizman, Lizman, Mishon Chibov. Right? He doesn't say, there's some technical reason they have to do Mizman, etc. Some like silly fit. Not silly, some technical excuse. Notice that it's only when you have a lot of chibov. Only when you get excited, you have to thank Hashem. Okay, that's mitzvah shevach vodah. Not that you should be excited for mitzvahs to get into mitzvahs. No, if you are excited, thank Hashem. That's pure shevach vodah.
Rebbe, but that, even the mitzvahs that you're high of all
how you feel.
All the mitzvahs that you're high of all the time, you don't do them all the time. Bikur cholim. You're not Biker Cholim continuously. Every so often you go Bevaker Cholim, and then you feel good at that point.
Okay. You're asking a good kasha on the Yorzeruah. You're not asking a kasha on me. In my analysis, the Yorzeruah is still valid. You're asking a kasha on the Yorzeruah, meaning, is it really true there's more chibov for tzitzis, because it's only in the day, than for Biker Cholim? After all, you don't do Biker Cholim all the time. It's more exciting. That's not a good question. Either he'll have to, and I don't know how he's going to answer you. You know, if I can speak on his behalf, he never signed me power of attorney. But if I can speak on his behalf, I would say either, maybe in some psychological level, he thinks still there's something more special about something that you couldn't have done yet an hour ago than something you chose not to do an hour ago. Or maybe for a more technical reason. Since you could be doing Biker Cholim all the time, they didn't make a bracha. Since you can't be wearing tefillin all the time, they didn't make a bracha. Okay, but you're right. It's a good kasha on the Yorzeruah. You might say, you don't like the Yorzeruah. Let's take another answer. Anyone know another answer? Yes. So the answer is no. Shechiyanu is when it's mizman. The difference is Shechiyanu is when it's a long zman. Then he's saying adraba. Shechiyanu is you get a double mitzvah when it's a long zman and a single mitzvah when it's a short zman. Single bracha when it's a short zman. Okay, still that really depends on the following question. Why do I say Shechiyanu on a mitzvah that comes with mizman lizman? Is it because the mitzvah has chavivos because it comes with mizman lizman? In which case, there's what we would just be saying. You think it's a kasha on me, the chaviva story of Shechiyanu, I'll say no, it's a raya for me. It shows you have double chavivas in some mitzvahs and single chavivas in other mitzvahs and no chavivas in others. Or it could be that Shechiyanu is not really about the mitzvah, coming to the mitzvah. Shechiyanu is really about just being alive. Ah, but we notice we're alive when seasonal things happen. And if so, then it's not a kasha at all. Meaning, why do you say Shechiyanu when I sit in the sukkah? Because sukkah is so chavim, because I haven't done it for a year, or because Hashem made me live through a year to sit in the sukkah again. Why didn't I say Hashem made me live through a year to file my taxes on April 15th again? Because that's not a significant part of our life. And it really is true. Meaning, I know you're like 20-something, but, you know, when someone's already, 86, they do think, am I going to be at the Neseder next year or not? So it could just be. And obviously, I don't need to give you a mussar shmos. It's just pasha common sense that if you believe in God, that even though the 86-year-old wonders, am I going to be at the Seder next year? And he's really appreciative that he's now 87 at another Seder. When you're 26, it's actually exactly the same philosophically, and you should appreciate it just as much, even though most people don't. Okay, so it's not crazy. For more harchava on this, Death of a Village by Tolstoy or something. Or Chumash or something. Or just think. Weiter. Okay. However, there are many other answers, but one of the answers the Rambam says fascinatingly, what does the Rambam say? He just introduced in Hilchos Brachos. What did he say? Shmuel said, all mitzvahs that are, what did the Rambam say? All mitzvahs been on the makom, you say a bracha on. Now again, exactly. But ben on the chaviru, you don't, fascinatingly. Ben on the chaviru, fascinatingly, you don't. So that's an interesting question. Why ben on the makom, yes, and ben on the chaviru, no? Right? That's his rule. That explains most of the exceptions. Every rule is not going to explain all the exceptions. Right? You ask the Rambam, you hold the first mitzvah says Emunah and Hashem, so that's the Adam Lamakom, obviously. So why is there no bracha on that? So everyone who gives a rule will have to answer one or two things here and there with technical reasons. Like he'll say, Emunah and Hashem is, there's no deeper and there's no Isa, so there's nothing to say the bracha. I'm not asking how to take care of every single one exception. I'm asking the broad rules. The broad rules for Rambam, which explains many of the mitzvahs. If you think of the list of mitzvahs you don't say a bracha on, they're pretty much, except for very abstract ones like Emunah and Hashem, which is, it's sort of borderline mitzvah anyway, right? You understand why the Hag didn't think it was a mitzvah. It's like, not really doing anything. It's just like what you fit, what you believe. Not just, but in this perspective. But And most of them are ben Adam l'chaveiro. Why don't you make a mitzvah on bracha ben Adam l'chaveiro? Fascinating question, right? So what's the svara to not make a mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveiro? So I think you go one of two ways. So that's the Sridi Eish says that. I didn't put it on the course. I mean, it's not really a topic. Sridi Eish, for some reason, he says it, and that's why we don't make a bracha and keep it up. I would have preferred him to say, and that's the whole general rule that explains everything. But I assume that's what he means, right? The Sridi Eish says, what's found in the Rambam? If the point of a bracha is for kavana and kedusha and sivoy, he says, fascinatingly, here's a great question. Right? This is Machlokes Rishonim. Those are in philosophy shiur last year. Maybe we talked about it. I don't remember. But if I go to do Kibbut Ava'im, what should my kavana be? Should my kavana be because I want to do the mitzvah of Hashem, the kedusha, the kavana? Or should my kavana be because I love and appreciate my parents? Right? That's obviously Machlokes Rishonim, big philosophical issue. It's Machlokes in the Goyish philosophers as well. Kayadua, right? Kant and Aristotle, for example. But again, we're not looking at philosophy now, right? We're not getting into that now. But the Machlokes in the Rashi and the Rambam Pashtos. But it's very, we might say, if the point is for Kavana and Sivoy, then Adrabba, Chas v'Shalom, no one's saying that you should not have any kavanah. You should not have kavanah doing the mitzvah kibbutz ava'im, and you should not remember that Hashem commanded you to kibbutz ava'im, and that you should separate your kibbutz ava'im from your avodas Hashem. But the question of emphasis, as the Rambam says in Shmona Prakim, mitzvah shimios, or he says, what Rashi going mistakenly calls mitzvah shimios, but good enough for our purposes in this particular context. He says less politely than that, fine. He says what Rav Sadia Goin stupidly calls mitzvot shimios, but it's good enough for our context, are you should do them with kavana because Hashem told you to. What Rav Sadia Goin calls mitzvot sichlios, those things that make sense. And here, what we're doing is, what you're doing is associating ben Adam l'chaveiro with mitzvot sichlios, which is pretty good. There are other mitzvot. There's not been on the chavir. Lachora, almost all been on the chavirs are mitzvah sechlios. Then your kavanah should be out of your good midos and niceness, not out of response with tzivoy. Now you should forget the tzivoy. That's not the main focus. And it could be especially been on the chaviro, right? And that, of course, is the shita of the Rabbeinu Bachye. Rabbeinu Bachye says, you don't like a bracha on some mitzvahs because they're mitzvah sechlios. He actually also chaps the munan Hashem there. Munan Hashem is a mitzvah sechlis. It's not a xeris akosov. That's just logic to believe in God. Okay, but if you say, mitzvah sichlios is sort of the same, and the rokeach says, we don't make a bracha on anything that Noach is supposed to do. And even Kibbut Ava'im is not Shemitz, we know that Noach is an inyan for them to do Dama Benesina, etc. Tzedakah is not one of the mitzvahs of Noach, but Stone was punished for not giving Tzedakah. He's basically turning it very close to sichlios. So basically you could say, it's all about the and the tzivoy and the kedusha, and of course we should have those all the time. You don't think when Rabbi Levine went into tremendous gemilas chasadim, he was coming from a place shem? Avada, but he didn't put that as his primary focus and wear it on his sleeve. As the Rambam says in Shmona Prakim, when you're doing things that have to do with good midos, that are sichlios, you should do them out of your good midos, not out of a tzivoy. B, that's what Yaakov says. But B, specifically in Ben Adam l'chaveiro, imagine someone's sick in the hospital. You go to them physically, person sick in the hospital. You say, Baruch Hashem Nimuchan Mizuma. And if you forgot the note you did from last time, you say L'shem Yechukot Shebrecho. And you say Baruch Hashem Hashem Olkeinu Melech Olam Asher Kesamsot Tivano Al Biker Cholim. Right? And you say, so geshmak to do a mitzvah. What is chus? Right? So there's something strange about that, right? How does the guy in the hospital feel? Right? All of a sudden, he was so excited that you were mashing him enough to come visit the hospital and he really cared. Now realize you don't care. You're just trying to chop a mitzvah. Right? That he's just an esrog. So specifically when it comes to an olam chaveiro, you might have to, again, no one's saying to eliminate lagam, right? You might have to downplay the kavanah asher shem sosim zivanu because you taka want to make the guy feel that you are mash of him, right? Like the famous Maharal Nagur Aryeh, why do you say im kesef talbes ami? Why do you say if you give tzedakah, not thou shalt, thou must give tzedakah? It says, because of course you have to give tzedakah, but you shouldn't do it because you have to. You should do it because you care. You know, you should cultivate your personality so that you care. So I think if you're talking, we can take the Rambam bin Adam la Chaveiro, put it together with the Rabbi Abachya Mitzvah Sichlius, put it together with the Rokeach of Mitzvah Stephanie Noachdum, and say what those are all saying is that there are certain things where we don't want to emphasize and focus on the Kavonas Tzivoy, not that Chas V'Shalom we're forgetting it, but we are primarily approaching this through a perspective of midos and caring. I'm specifically min al machaveiro. So I think that you can certainly say that if you're talking about the kavana 2, or what I call 3b, that you can easily say the pshat of the Rambam who says bing adam lachaveiro, or the Rabbeinu Bachye who says Sichlios, or the Rokeach, all these are in brackets, who says Mitzvos B'nei Noach, Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and you could say, when it comes to all of these, the emphasizing the Kedusha and the Kavana is not crucial, and can even take away, so what could you say for the Rambam, or the Tehillim, that of Bidos in terms of in yourself, B, at least in Allah Haveros, for how the other guy's gonna feel. Again, I'm a pretty religious guy. And if Chas V'Shalom, I was sick in the hospital, someone came to me and gushed on and on about what a big schuss it was to do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, I feel very hurt by that. Go see someone who's not a rabbi. So what you could say is that philosophically, or psychologically, philosophically, for where I'm coming from, developing my midos, or psychologically, for how the other guy feels, we don't emphasize the tzivoy, and if we're not emphasizing the tzivoy, then we take away the birksa mitzvah. Of course, you could say in a different way as well. Interpret some of these in a different way as well. How could you interpret the Reinu Bachi and the Rokeach? This is an Orach HaShulchan, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry, I don't have the Marcos offhand. Okay, if someone really wants, I have my Marcos. The Orach HaShulchan says, you know why we don't make a bracha for Mitzvah Sichlios? Because it's not such a big Shevach. What do you mean? I appreciate so much how you gave us the Torah, and now we give tzedakah. It's not true. A lot of people give tzedakah, right? So I understand. You can say, yes, but our tzedakah is so much deeper than going tzedakah, and our tzedakah is so much more zechuyas than going tzedakah. And it said, yeah, that's true, but nonetheless, like, what do you mean, Hashem? Thank you so much for making us Jewish so we give tzedakah. Goyim also give tzedakah. Hashem, thank you so much for making us Jewish and giving us the Torah so I honor my parents. Goyim also honor my parents. I'm a Benesina, right? Just any normal person, right? Meaning anything which the mitzvah sichlios and which B'nai Noach do. So, like, it's not such a chivah for Hashem because Goyim do it anyway. But when I shake a lulav, I never heard of Goyim shaking a lulav, unless he was just, like, trying to get a Jewish experience or something. That's not true. Once when I went to the Kotel, some African pilgrim stopped and asked if he could shake my lulav. Because he came to see the land where the Jews are, who, like, you know, God gave the Torah to. I mean, he also believed in his other testament, etc. But, he was in Africa, they're still traditional believers who hold from the Kedusha of the Hashem giving us the Torah. And then they had all their other stuff, which we didn't discuss. Okay, so sometimes the you know, what? I was very torn. Because on the one hand, I'll be chassidus, you know, it's like the last thing in the world you'd want to do. On the other hand, I'll be just pshuta shel mikra and medrashei chazal. Adrabi, you wouldn't want to give me your matzah. Kol benichor liyochalo. I'm not giving to the drasha book. But the lulav is for shivim parim kenegat shivim almost olav, and it says in Zachariah, all the mishpachos of all the nations of the world have to come to Yerushalayim, lachag gizchag sukkos, etc. So it was very, very much a stira. So of course I gave my lulav. Everyone has to be true to themselves. What are you supposed to do? But normally you get my point, right? Only a Jew sits in the sukkah. Whoever a guy sitting in the sukkah, whoever a guy, you know, wearing tzitzis and tefillin, etc. So now we have a tremendous chibah. So based on the Orcha Shulchan, this would be Alpi Nisri Aish. But Alpi the Orcha Shulchan, you could also say that, at least for the Rabbeinu Bachye and the Rokeach, no, it's a matter of chibah and shevach modah. It's not chasol, there's no shevach, for sure. It's great that Hashem gave us the mitzvah of tzedakah, even though I would have given tzedakah even if I was a guy. But it's not the same level of chibah as something that, like, you know, I have to, like, start thinking with philosophical svaras to figure out why it's nice that Hashem gave, good that Hashem gave me the mitzvah of tzedakah. I don't have to start philosophizing why it's good that Hashem gave me the mitzvah of lulav. I mean, Pasha, I didn't used to have the mitzvah of lulav until we got the Torah. Without the Torah, we wouldn't have had it. Right? So that's a greater chibah. Maybe you could even take the Rambam that way, although, you know, I don't know why he would specifically say. Maybe say, you know, Benon Lachaveiros. Any new normal society would have that. You need Hashem to give us Benon Lomakos. So maybe even the Rambam, you could say, Mitzad Chibah, which again is an Orach HaShulchan. So I think if you're taking the sort of mitzvah Sichlio / Benon Lachaveiro, you could take them both ways, but with two totally different svaras. Not like they go both ways, don't go either way. No, you can make one svara on one side of the Chakira, and a totally different story on the other side of the Chakira. If you're talking about the Orzaru, I think he's clearly the Shitase in this Chakira. I'll just point out that the most common Shita in the Rishonim, I think, not that I counted every Rishon, is the Yosef Ibn Palat, who the Rashba endorses in the Rashba, who says that, and the Raven hints at this many, many times, says that basically you make a bracha on all mitzvos, except for some which have a technical reason, which have a side problem. Right? None of these were technical reasons. These were fundamental reasons. Some of them, what are the classic technical reason that he mentions? Someone remind us what? Exactly. Why do you make a bracha on all benon lachaveiros? He could have said this in the Rambam. The Rambam could hold this. He says, there's a technical problem with benon lachaveiros. Because every mitzvah benon lachaveiros, the other guy has to accept and go along with. If I give tzedakah and he says no, then it's not a mitzvah. So if I honor my father, and he says, I bring him hot cocoa, and he says, no, I don't like hot cocoa, then it's not a mitzvah. I bring him his slippers, and he says, slippers? I don't want my slippers. I want my boots. Then it's not a mitzvah. So therefore, he says, all min al-chavir, have a technical problem, l'chashash bracha l'batala. I can't say a bracha, but it might be a bracha l'batala if it doesn't work out, and he doesn't accept it. And that's the main thing that he says, things that don't have a maisa, like Yiras Hashem, etc., and then he finds some other things that are really bad, that come from a klala, like Hashabbos. Well, Hashabbos is a little bit of Machavero, but...
That can't be fundamental?
What?
That can't be fundamental?
Okay, that one, okay, that's different. Things that come from an Aveira, he says, you definitely should not say a bracha on. That could be more technical, just sort of, you know, something that has an Aveira you shouldn't think Hashem for, but then he goes to things that are klala. Things that are sort of bad, things associated with them, that already might be more fundamental. Shmuel suggesting go and start the Urzarua. You know, you thank Hashem for like nice, pretty, positive things. So you're right. If you take that, it might be fine. But in any case, we won't even put them here. Shmuel might be right, but let's just point out that the Re Ben Palat and the Rashba, their general mahalach, I think, is to try and find technical reasons without something fundamental that has to do with the nature of Birsa Mitzvah. Certainly, Chashash Bracha L'Batala is just a technical problem. It could be, you could say, well, they say anything that is like negative. You don't make a bracha on, like, I don't know, Mises Bezdin, and, I don't have it in front of me, some there, don't remember older examples. So you could say, oh, that's more Mitzvah Shevach. Well, duh. If something's not like really nice, it's not a big chibah. So it could be that, at least when they talk about positivity, that would lean towards the Urza Ruah. I'm Mikabel, that perhaps it's not all technical. It's hard to tell what's technical, what's more fundamental. Maybe you could say the Indian of Avera Uklala. I don't mean doing an Avera. I mean it's associated with Avera Uklala. Anything that's associated with Avera Uklala, they say, that's negative. You don't want to say Ruah for it. That makes more sense beside the Hirsha. Okay, I'm Modeh Shmuel on that. Okay, so that's, I think, also a big nafkamina where the right, with the Urza Ruah rather, is Lishitaso. Let me just mention a couple other nafkaminas.
Rebbe, before you go away, yes. Can I ask you? From this week's prayer, from the Aseres HaDibros, there's a whole sheet of why is Kibud Avayim in the first five, because it's a mitzvah bein adam lamakom. If it's a mitzvah bein adam lamakom, all these reasons don't apply. We don't say a bracha for it.
Correct. Absolutely correct. But A, first of all, it doesn't say anywhere in Chazal, to the best of my knowledge, that Kibud Avayim bein adam lamakom. Doesn't mean it's not true. It says so in Rishonim. But it doesn't say so in Chazal. And as a matter of fact, there are midrashim that say that it's not exactly bein adam lamakom. So I'd say, number one, who says bein adam lamakom? That's just the word. The word's not necessarily true. But you'll say, okay, well, Rishonim, some Rishonim say the word. So you can't deny it. Like you can't falsify it. So I think also it could be that even those who mean it's bein adam lamakom, they don't mean it's literally bein adam lamakom. I mean, Yesh Laim is a harbe. They don't mean it's literally bin adam lamakom. What they mean is that it's a bin adam lachavero that has implications and side effects for bin adam lamakom. But it's still a bin adam lachavero. So it could be that it's still bin adam lachavero. If you really say it's a pure bin adam lamakom, you know, so I have two ways. Either I say deny the vort, or saying, no, the vort, don't think more literally. It doesn't mean it's bin adam lamakom. It means it's a bin adam lachavero that has a hashpod bin adam lamakom. If you want to say it's really purely bin adam lamakom, I think you would just have to say, not like the Vart of the Rambam, the Seder. So say like one of the other parts. Say like the Rashba of Yosef Malat, that the reason they'll brach and keep it up aim is because your father might not want it and it'll be a brach latala. It's a technical problem. So, okay, you have three approaches. Now, let me just point out some other nafkaminas here. One is the very fascinating discussion, the Lek Avtov discussed this nafkamina, etc., of the Tosos HaRosh in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says something funny. It says that there's a day in Tanarim which we don't paskin like, that imlo hishmiel la'azno lo yansa. Right? If you don't say the bracha out loud, you're not yosi. If you don't hear it. It says, but we see that you're yosi truma, even if you don't hear the, you don't hear your bracha. It says, that's different, because the brachos of the mitzvahs are drabanan. Okay, what's the dia? The Tosfos Rosh there makes a dia. Lu yitzir b'kasher mitzvah were d'oraisa, it would be na'akiv the mitzvah. And a bunch of achronim there, such that the Pnei Yeshua denied the dia. Say, no, that's not a valid dia. It just means there are so many reasons it's not akiv, one of which is that it's d'rabbanan. But there are many other reasons also. Say, it's an interesting question. It is A, what we call a counterfactual question in logic language, right? B'kasher mitzvah are d'rabbanan. There's no two ways about it. It's a mafurish gemara. Luyatura, they were the Oraisa, would they be Ma'akif? We know two things. Birk's mitzvahs are abundant and they're not Ma'akif. The question is, Luyatura, they were the Oraisa, would they be Ma'akif? It's a funny enough community, so it's a Luyatura that's not true. Right? But Luyatura. So, what about, right, if it was the Oraisa, would it be Ma'akif? So, here I think if you're going to look at it just a pure Shevach Rodah, a different key of a Vayavar Sakushi. An additional mitzvah to give Shevach Hodah, but why then be ma'akim the mitzvah? Right? If I eat matzah and I don't bench, it's not ma'akim the mitzvah, matzah, right? Whatever the case may be, any mitzvah, if I just don't give, make some other bracha of Shevach Hodah, that's not ma'akim. Of course it shouldn't be ma'akim, then it's pashut. She'eino ma'akim, it would be deraisa, but it would be deraisa as a different. So it wasn't a smachta. It would really be from Asher Nasalach. Even on mitzvahs. Okay, so I didn't do the mitzvah. But what does that have to Pashtin Ma'akim, which is the Pnei Yeshua and others? But if you say that it's to enhance the mitzvah, then you could have said No, if it was d'oraisa, you'd say d'oraisa, you need a level of kavana for mitzvos. It's like a super mitzvah srichos kavana. If it would be d'oraisa, that would be saying d'oraisa mitzvah srichos high level kavana. Kavana bit deeper. Or if it's a matter, that's what the Tov says for sure, it says ma'akev. If I didn't wasn't matter, it's a mitzvah above my mirror, it's ma'akev. So then I think you could say, you don't have to say, but you could say, it could be ma'akev. Again, not for us that it's d'rabbanan, but which is the shita of the Tosfos, our Russian brachos. If you say it's a matir, if you don't do the matir, it's an avira, maybe that's ma'akev. If you say it's to enhance your kavana, maybe you could have thought that if you don't have proper kavana, it's ma'akev. That's why we ask the mitzvah to one of those mitzvahs about it. If mitzvah is to be raisa, then mitzvah would be trichos kavana bepeh. Okay, but if you say shem vodah, then it would be a neglect of a different mitzvah d'oraisa, but it clearly wouldn't be ma'akev.
I don't remember.
Yes, he does. And again, his answer is, you know, a little dachik. But Beseder, you know, meaning, I'm not asking how to defend every example of the Urzavura. I'm just asking the general approach. You might say, you know what? I don't love the way he works down the examples and I don't like his pshat. Okay, that's a kasha which we'll leave for now. Okay, the Rav points out this in the Shulam Zechor Remori and other places. This Tosos Rush, or at least this Gemara, in Brachos, and he points out basically another big nafkamina could be to what extent is the bracha, the mitzvah, integrated with the mitzvah or separate from the mitzvah? I mean, that's basically what we're asking. Is it integrated or is it separate? And that could come up in a few places. How about linguistic integration? What do I mean by linguistic integration? I mean the famous sheet of Rav Yah. I gave you Rav Yah in the chorus. Rav Yah was talking about something totally irrelevant to us, right? About how you count the days and the months, the days and the weeks, sorry, it's years of Omer. It's a big machlokes shalom, right? Do you say the days on the even weeks? Do you say the weeks on the not even weeks, etc.? But forget about the Rav Yah's point. What was the Rav Yah assuming when he illustrated his point that surprised us? Was there nothing surprising about the Rav Yah that had nothing to do with his main point?
Part of the bracha.
Exactly. The Rav Yah's main point was when to put the weeks, when to put the days. But what was not his main point, he says, for example, all his examples, what do you say? And you don't say shayom shmona yomim, right? Etc. Or you say shehin tisha yomim. Shehin shnei shavuos. What if the shehin? What is shed? That's what we say. Hayom shiva yom la omer, or shiva yom shim shivo echad, or shivo echad la omer, which is the main point, which is not our topic now. It says shehayom, meaning ashek shem zosu zivanu al sviras haomer shehayom shnei yom la omer. He integrates the bracha with the mitzvah. What do I think about this Rav Yah? You could say I'm wrong, but I don't think this Rav Yah is a specific point about sviras haomer. He would love to do that for all mitzvahs if you could. I mean, I think this is in Goy Milsa. Really, the mitzvah and the bracha should be integrated into one. However, in Bir Chametz, it's a little hard. Asher Kshem Zot Zvan Al Bir Chametz, and I start searching, how do I integrate saying Asher Kshem Zot Zvan Al Bir Chametz with taking a flashlight and looking under my couch? But if I get lucky, and it happens to be something like Sirsa Omer, where if you just add a shin and make the bracha part of the mitzvah part of the bracha, then Harezim Meshubach. If you see this Rav Yah, again, maybe someone wants to say it's specific to your Omer. You have to explain to me why. I don't know why. Come up with something creative. But if you assume this Rav Yah is revelatory about Birkas HaMitzvos, then what this Rav Yah is saying is that Birkas HaMitzvos are part of the Kiyum of the Mitzvah. That makes a lot of sense if you say it's to help enhance the
Mitzvah. What about Birkas HaTorah and Megillah?
One second, the Rav Yah, which is that you include the bracha in the mitzvah, right? By saying shehayom. Shehayom. If you're saying shevachodah, then you don't have to, you could say, then you would never say like the Rav Yah. No, why would you say shehayom? No, you're saying bracha to Hashem, and then you're doing the mitzvah. They're two different things. You wouldn't put them to one sentence. It's an excellent point. Well, there's no Birchas Hametz at all in Kriyas Shema, interesting. Right. Why not Megillah? I thought you were going to say. Right? Why not? You know, so maybe the answer is, you can't have a shek because it's a, you know, it's Kisvei HaKodesh, and you're not allowed to change the girsa. Maybe say the same thing on Hallel. You can't add words to Hallel. But you're right, it's going to be funny. But it's still interesting. You know, it's still interesting. Or maybe Woody have said something like that for all we know, which would be a big chiddush, right? This also comes up in a few other places. Let me just give you a few other. These are basically sugyas where I'm giving you Rashi proper, which I'm not going to deal with. Although some of these sugyas I actually dealt with at greater length in an article in the book called Zevet Tov that Bayu published in honor of Halak when he retired, I think, or when he reached, I think, some point to honor him. But the other questions of the integration, like, for example, you know, this is sort of very similar to here, right? This is very similar, right? I mean, I should have put it next to it, right? Similar. How about Vidui Meiser? If you don't say a bracha on a Frosh's Meisrels, is a ma'ati Vidui Meiser, right? Remember. In order to say Vidu Meiser, right, Ramak Lisha Lakah, we are to put us when a bias young Satibla Lingilagar Lamana, to Chomets Vishasher, to be Sunny Law, Varti Mitzosecha, below Shachachti. I mean, just look at the shot of the words. To Chomets Vascha Law, Varti Mitzosecha, below Shachachti. What's Vidu Meiser saying? Saying, I really crossed the T's, dotted my I's and crossed my T's. I did everything right. Right, lo chalti ve'oni mei, ve'lo biyatu mei, ve'tamei, ve'lo nasati le'meis. Then it's shamartis, mitzvos shem alakai, yasisi, kol eshet zvisani. We say again and again and again. Like a very litvish, this is the marker of litvish yiras chet. Again and again and again. No, I did every sivkot in the Mishnah Berurah properly. Okay, and that's the halacha. The Chazal Darshan in the Sifrei there, which is also in the Mishnayas in at the end of my Masechet Meiser Sheni. And they go through every single picayune detail that you have to do right in order to say Vidui Meiser. Okay. What about saying a bracha on a fresh chumas or maestros? Is that akid vidu maestro or not? So this is a big machlokus. Why? Because the medrash says lo shachachti milahazkir shimcha alayim. I didn't forget to mention your name. What is this mentioning of a name? Right? Certainly the simple shot and what's going on with this mention. Where's the name? Where are you mentioning anyone's, not anyone's, Hashem's name here? So if I recall correctly, Rashi says something like, I hope. Rashi says, V'lo shechachti milvarecha al hafrashas maestros. Rashi and Chumash. Right? I mean, it's where it is, right? That would be, I guess, perechav vav pasuk yud dalet. Pasuk yud gimel, I mean. Rashi sounds like, no, the bracha fresh chumas or maestros is ma'akev the vidu maestro. Okay, that is a fascinating, A, it's just a real extension of vidu maestro, B, especially since brachas are drabanan, how could it be ma'akev vidu maestro, how could drabanan be ma'akev daraisa, the achronim go to town here. But if you ask, is this Rashi correct or incorrect? Or is some of you want to love davka the Rashi? If you look at the first Rashi, they're all going to think. Is this Rashi correct or incorrect? So it might depend. It's always everything can depend on two things. Is the Birchas HaMitzvah Ma'akev Vidu Meiser? Could be Machlok. So Vidu Meiser, what's the nature of Vidu Meiser? Does Vidu Meiser mean I did all the Chiyuvim? Or does it mean I had an attitude of perfection? And I had an approach of perfection. If it had approach of perfection, I even have to do Drabanans and even things that are not so central. It means I did all my Chiyuvim, this wasn't one of my Chiyuvim in the Torah. Or it could be a question, what's the nature of Birchas HaMitzvahs? If Birchas HaMitzvahs is something separate from Afrasha, then why should we ma'akib the Vidui? I understand. If while I was Mafresh Trumas or Maestros, I was eating ham, is that ma'akib the Vidui Meiser? No, because that's like a separate Zach, right? So, to what extent? Is it a separate Kiyam or is it integrated into the same Kiyam? Does it take away from my Afrasha or is it just not doing something else? So I think this could also be how about equal. It could depend on a million things. Vidui Meiser, if you say it's Shema Koda, then we would say it's probably not Ma'akev. If you say it's to enhance the Kavanah or to be a Matir, then it's really part of it, right? Then possibly is Ma'akev. It's still a Chiddush because there are abundant derisa technical levels, but at least you have a good basis.
Let me think there's a Mashiach.
Yeah, meaning that if I—that's my mashmas. If I take off all the shuas ma'isos properly, I didn't say I should shem to go to alaf rosh and shum, or we say leha for shuas ma'isos. We saw as much as shown him. Then after three or four years, when I go to the Beis Hamikdash, I can't say vito ma'iser. I do want to read Rashi much more radically. That if I don't say a bracha, the truma is not even chal. That's hard. That's very hard because that seems to be against the Gemara brachos as well.
Right. I'm not understanding why the lumnus, what we've been saying so far, would mean that a bracha in terms of maestros would affect an ikav on vida.
Because if when I don't say a bracha, I've done a bad quality hafrasha, because I did a hafrasha without kavana or without kedusha, or I did a hafrasha be'isser, then we can understand if I did a bad quality hafrasha, then I can't say vida, because vida means I did a good quality hafrasha. That's what I'm saying. It's supposed to for the Yerzarua. I would say, what do you mean? I did a perfect quality of fresh. I just didn't do something else. That's what I'm saying. Okay, this comes up. Let me just throw out two or three more. In place of this comes off the fascinating question of what about bracha al mitzvah shechayev ba midin safek da'oraisa l'chumra. This is a famous machlokas Rama and Ravid all over the Mishnah Torah. Let's say something to Reis L'chumra, I have to do a mitzvah, right? I have an androgynous, I have to give a bris milah. Or I have a suffix in, okay, well, everyone's in the androgynous. Androgynous for shofar. Or you can have one with other stakos, no doubt, right? What about a suffix mitzvah? I'm chayiv al suffix to Reis L'chumra, I'm chayiv to do this mitzvah. Should I make a bracha or not? On the one hand, you should say suffik brachos lahakel because you don't want to have a bracha lebatala. On the other hand, you could say, no. If I have to do the mitzvah, then I do the mitzvah with the bracha, right? This comes up in a lot of cases, right? What if I'm suffik with I have to say birkas also? So I have to say it's suffik derais lechomer. Do I say a tovah meitiv also? If not, that's only suffik derabanan. What am I saying? You say, hey, I just did the first three brachas, but not Tovah Meitiv. Suffik derais lechumra, suffik derabanan lekula. Not only lekula, chazash bracha latala. What do I say? No, it's one unit. It's all or nothing. So is it all or nothing or not? So again, if you're going to say that, it's a shevach odah, it's a different key, all right? These are all questions of integration. Then you should say that suffik brachos lahakel. If you're going to say, no, the brachas are not a separate chiyuv. The brachas are part of doing the mitzvah properly, then maybe you could say, but still, the brachas are only drabanan level. But at least maybe you could say that kevan dechayov lasos ha-mitzvah ha-bracha klula. No, the bracha is part of the mitzvah. If you're chayav to the mitzvah, you're chayav to what's machriya that you're chayav? You're chayav. Just like in benching, lachora, suffic benching, you say a tov meitiv also. It's one chalos. You're also, it's one chalos. Maybe. Okay, this is the shita of the Ravid. This suffic bracha is the shita of the Rambam. Okay. That's why I'm not 100% sure that I put, well, one second. This is the famous sheet of the Ravid and many others. Yeah, so I am here because, this is what I'm discussing after Shir last time with some of you, because we want to say the Rambam is a matter is really much more fundamental. So why is the Rambam say Sefer Brachos L'Hakel? So it could be, I think you said one of two things. Either, no, we're wrong in the Rambam. The Rambam's just pure Shevach Odah. The comparison to one of three things. The comparison because Nanin just means Shevach Odah, nothing to do with Matir. Or even if it is a Matir, it's only a Matir else the Hanah. It's not really enhancing the mitzvah. It's just being Matir the Hanah, and that's a separate Indian. And you don't do Matir Safik Hanah. Or you could say that no. And this gets into a little tricky part if you look at one of the other rubs that I put in brackets that was on the cover sheet. But you could say, no. Even if you say it's to enhance the mitzvah, you can still say Safik Brachos L'Hakel. Misafik, you have to do the basic mitzvah, but you don't have to do the mitzvah in the full enhanced way. Okay, so I think you could even defend the Rambam giving more fundamental rules for a mitzvah. This also goes up in questions of what if the Rambam also pointed this out, she was like, can you do a mitzvah without a bracha? Is it okay to do a mitzvah if you can't do a bracha? Well, what does that mean if you can't do it, if you can't say a bracha? For example, let's take a better example. If you can't say the bracha properly, what if you're deaf? You can't say the bracha properly because the chachila, at least, you have to hear what you're saying. So now, here you'll say, bed nurse, don't be silly. But so a deaf person shouldn't shake a lulav because when he says the bracha and feels lulav, he won't hear it. I mean, better than nothing. Question is, can a deaf person take truma and shecht? Because when he takes truma and shecht, he's been doing the bracha b'diavad, so he won't hear his bracha. And he could always just let a different person take truma and shecht, will do the bracha l'chachila, right? So an optional mitzvah, can a deaf person do it, or does he have to have a hearing person do it? This is a big machlokes Yishonim, the Rush and the Beis Yosef assume that a deaf person cannot shecht or take truma because then he's doing the bracha b'diavad, and that's not right. The Rambam is so himself about this, not exactly clear, since I have a steer between shkita and truma. If you want to know more about this, okay, you can look in the Sefer called Zevet Toes, or you can ask me, I'll send you a copy of it. That's what I was really talking about. why I learned shkita in Smicha, in Yerodea, so this is what we talked about. The lumbish parts have to do with brachas. Because no one actually needed to know how to answer Shabbos and Shkita. Anyway, so here's a fascinating question. What about, right, is it mutter lechatchila lecheirish? I don't mean a cheirish who shows me katzim. I mean a cheirish who just can't hear. Litrom the lishkot em lo yuchal levarich habracha ofen harai. He can say the bracha, but he can't say the bracha properly because he won't hear it. Fascinating question. Now you could say this is like, you know, going back to like Shloshim Yom, like Farish Vilsim Shayar. It's one of these technical questions. Should you put yourself in a situation where you'll do something b'diavad or not? Right? This could be a purely technical question and have nothing to do with the longest. It's a general technical question. Is it okay to do things in subpar ways or not? Right? Is it okay to put yourself in a situation where you'll then do something b'diavad or not? Okay. This could be a general question. But if you look at it as more of a specific question, what would you say? You would say, if the bracha is really part of the mitzvah, then you would say, maybe not. Right? Can you do a mitzvah in a b'diavad way? No. Well, if you make the bracha in a b'diavad way, you're doing the mitzvah in a b'diavad way, because the mitzvah is part of the bracha. If the mitzvah is something different than the bracha, then maybe say yes. I have every right to do a mitzvah in a perfect mohadil chachil way, even though I'll end up doing a different mitzvah in a b'diavad way. Okay, so it could be that. Meaning, do we see it as a pagam in the mitzvah or not? If it's a pagam in the mitzvah, don't do a mitzvah in a pagam way. If it's not a pagam in the mitzvah, do a mitzvah. So the bracha won't be ideal. Okay, could be that's what's behind it. Although, lav dafka, and just one similar thing, issue that comes up, is how about the question of a mute person taking truma? Can a mute person be mafresh? And truma and shecht, etc. He can't make the bracha. Well, how can we solve the problem? Yeah, let someone else make the bracha for him. Here's the question. Lechatchila, is it okay? It's really not about mute people anymore, necessarily. Is it okay to do a mitzvah and if someone else say the bracha, to separate the bracha from the mitzvah? I don't mean like in shul, across the challah, where the chazan and the kahal all say challah together. Then obviously it's okay. It's even Baruch Hadras Melech for 80 people to do a mitzvah together and one of them says the bracha. The question is, if only Reuven does the mitzvah and only Shimon says the bracha, is that lechatchila or not? Right? I mutter lechatchila. I mutter lechatchila leRuven lekayim as hamitzvah v'Shimon yivarech. And this is what Reuven listening, right? Can you separate the bracha from the mitzvah lechatchila? Clearly, if you're stuck, you can. What? That is a, and 1 second.
I have to
check with what people said about that because I didn't remember that being the Vasiosis objection. Perhaps, you know, the okay, we have I mentioned Vasiosif talked about this, right? What did Vasiosif says? And then the Beis Yosef continues and says, the Arzurah says, Lo yishkot l'chachim le'she'enu yochel l'varech. The time of the rush is that someone else can make the bracha for him. Okay, yesh l'ayin, I have to figure out your question. Anyway,
Rabbi,
yeah.
Before you go on, could I ask you about this, your philosophy about doing a mitzvah not perfectly? There's many rayas in the Gemara. When you have a suffek on a carbon or whatever, a lot of they ask, you can't do it because you're maybe kachim l'psul. Because there's a problem doing it. But if there weren't a problem, no one worries about doing the mitzvah not properly. It's a suffix.
You're right. Generally, you do the mitzvahs the best you can. That's why true men shvita are the interesting examples. Because generally, you do the mitzvah the best you can. Life isn't perfect. We're an olam hazeh. We're not perfect. We're not malachim. We do the best we can. But the tricky question is only shvita and truma by disabled people. Because they could let someone else do it perfectly. That's the only interesting question. Can you do a mitzvah imperfectly when someone else is willing and able to do it perfectly? Which is not the case of most mitzvahs you have to do yourself. Or the other guy would also be imperfect, right? The suffix of the Karbanos is the other guy. But here's a unique case. Again, what should the deaf and blind and mute and everyone else do about lulav? They should just do the best they can. Question is, should a deaf guy take truma when a hearing guy can do a better job of it? Should a mute guy take truma when a speaking fellow could do a better job, and that's why these cases are unique, because someone else could do it perfectly. Someone else could do it perfectly. So here is an interesting question. Can you sort of separate, and again, there might be a difference in terms of the Bilma Kevisbo between if I could say the bracha, but have you do it for me, or if I can't say the bracha, have you do it for me. But again, in broad terms, without getting into the sheet does, if you said it was a different kiyum, then maybe it's easier to say that yes, it's okay. Yeah, I'll do the mitzvah, and you'll say the bracha. You'll say the bracha mimotzi me. What's the problem? Why should I have to say the bracha before I do the mitzvah? But the more you see the bracha as part of the mitzvah, then maybe no. L'chachila, you shouldn't do half. They have someone else do half the mitzvah for you, and you do the rest for yourself. Maybe not. If sure that, and again, here's just maybe. You'll say, why am I bringing out maybes? Okay, again, I'll say ayin sham. But for all the, what's the revach of any of these analyses? Now I'm just throwing out a Rashi Prakim as Mark Makomos. You might say the whole question of, you know, is it okay for me to shecht and you say the bracha? If the bracha is really part of my kavanah shchita, then maybe no, ideally, I should do it myself. I should do the whole thing myself. If the bracha is really different kiyum, then it's fine for you to be milt to me in that different kiyum, maybe not. We'll leave that. Again, we'll leave these nafkaminas just as Rashi Prakim. Again, it's really not something I wanted to get into too much today because it's too hard to get into. Okay, just to summarize, we've seen here a very, very fundamental hakira about the nature of birkas hamitzvos. Is it just a separate kiyum of shevach? And by Yavor Sakushi, separate guy, competing guy, different guy, or is it really a way to enhance my mitzvah? Or is it a matter? Could be a matter als just being matter the hanah, or could be a matter als. Or it could be a matter out putting in the proper framework of tzivoy, which is very important to Lasha and sort of the hashkafa of the Rav Lichtenstein and maybe Judaism, etc. Many nafkumis, we're not going to go over all of them. Sort of the last nafkumis, we sort of to what extent you say it's part of the mitzvah or it's something separate from the mitzvah. To all these nafkuminas, question of how do you pick which brachos, which mitzvahs get a bracha, which don't, based on their chibav or based on how much extra kavana they need, and the question of overlasi yasan, you know, how fundamental and important is overlasi yasan, just a nice, cute idea? That's like l'chachila in most cases, but, you know, not really so crucial. Or is overlasi yasan really fundamental to the rule of birkas hamitzvos, in which case it should be really the hakeh for very, very few exceptions and less room for flexibility. Okay, I think that's
Rabbi.
Say for now, before we go on to the next Makar sheet, I'll take questions.
According to the Svara of the last year of why we need the Matir for Greek kind of mitzvah, that we don't do mitzvah Stam, rather because Hashem was Mitzvah. Does that work for the Rambam's Chiluk ben Ben Adam Makom Ben Adam Chaveru? That Ben Adam Chaveru won't do it because not just because of the Shaki Shami Tzotav Tzivan.
I think it could that when it comes to it on the Chaveros, obviously Hashem wants us to do it, but we don't do it only because of the Tzivoy. We don't do it only because of the Tzivoy. It's also Tzivoy. We do it in the context of being good people who care. I think that works very nicely. Certainly, I'll leave it to the Rambam himself philosophically. Okay, let's just tie up one loose end. We have a few minutes left. Even if we don't go into all the details of the question that Bob Goldberg showed him, which is, we have a whole Shakta Vatari about Al and Leh. And one of the things we said in that Shakta Vatari Al and Leh was, why is Shchita Al? Okay, reason having nothing to do with Overlasia, with timing. Why is Mila Al? Reason having nothing to do with timing. Why is Bir Chavetz Al? We're not sure, right? But according to almost everyone, a reason having nothing to do with timing. Why is the Seal School of Al? Ah, because it's Acharasi Yosef. Because we da'ag be'in nafik be. That's why it's Al. So this is very peculiar. Because Chalmetz is Kulim Barachan La'achalas over Las Yosef, except for a Tvila. But now it's not true. Because the Seal School is also an exception. So, you know, not just linguistically, textually, how come the Gemara said except for Tvila? Didn't say except for the Tilos Lulav. But fundamentally, if there's a rule of Orla Siyasan, and they only made an exception for Tvila, which might be broader and narrower, why are we allowed to say the Bracha of Lulav? Achra Siyasan. Okay, that's the fundamental machlokes Rishonim here. How many answers are in the Rishonim? Okay, all depends exactly how you count them. Interestingly, did I put the Tosavian Parents here? I did. Tosavian Parents brings down all the answers. And then at the end, says something very radical. What does he say at the end? He quotes all these various Bali Tosfos. And at the end, he says, but Rav Shmuel Meyavru said, Harotz la'fukinash yisteka, you want to get out of the stekos? You want to be on solid ground? Sarash yivarch miyad shenoglu yivarch im hadba. You should make the bracha right away as you're picking it up. Miyad im hadba. Sort of reminiscent of Rav Huna's right, b'shas asiyasa. Now, it's here. It's not 100% clear to me what Rav Shmuel Meyavru was saying. Is he saying I'm going to give you a chiddush that's not in the Gemara to get out of all the spekos of what the Gemara means, or is he saying no, I'm going to give you the parish of the Gemara that's the safest? If we assume Rav Shmuel Meyavru is giving you a parish in shas, then what he's saying is he's basically denying that it's achra asiyasa. He's saying no, this is also over la asiyasa. Ah, but it's not over last sense afterwards. No, this is Mamash on the borderline. In the Bafli, there's no such Shita that they don't remember such a Shita. They don't have a Masor of such a Shita, Rav Huna, of the Shasa Siyasan. They only have over last Siyasan and not over last Siyasan. Tvila is not over last Siyasan, over last Siyasan. If you do it as you're picking it up, it also counts as over last Siyasan. But even though it counts as over last Siyasan, since by the time you finish the Bracha, you've already been Yotzei. So you have to say the Lashon Al. It's mamash on the border. In general, now, I don't mean to be cynical about it, but whenever something's on the border, you could often go both ways. The nature of borderline cases. So that's he's saying, it's taka over lasiyosa, because it's mamash as you pick it up, but it's also a Lashon of Al, because by the time you've picked it up, you've already picked it up. What he's trying to say is it's not reality. It is, again, if he's saying that this is what the Gemara meant, you know what? Let me. Let me even go one step back, okay? If you'll allow me to go one step back. Let me go one step back. Lama mutter levarich al halulav achar asiyoso. But it's not. We know it's not, because then it would be an exception. So another way is the question is, how can we give some explanation of why the lulav is really over lasiyasan? Meaning, we have to somehow define it as overlasiyasa. How do we somehow define it as overlasiyasa? So how do we somehow define it as overlasiyasa? So let me just take a step back. The Ritva and the Ran Kodi Yesh Omrim. The Ritva and the Ran Kodi Yesh Omrim, that it could be that we reject this line in the Gemara. Why is this not an exception? Because this is a Havmina that's not Omid. The Havmina is that the Bracha is Achar Siyos, and that's why you say Al. But you only need that Havmina if you hold that the standard Nusach is Leh. But the Maskan of Al Bir Chameitz, Al is the standard Nusach. And if Al is the standard Nusach, then why do you say Al? Because that's the standard Nusach. So it could be only Behavamina you made the Bracha after you picked it up. Could be Maskana you make the Bracha before you pick it up. That is a Yesh Omrim, the Ritva, the Ran. I'm not sure who that Yesh Omrim is, right? But let's say, I mean, this is even earlier than Rebbe Peretz. One derech is the Yesh Omrim in the Ritva and the Ran, who says, what's the answer? You actually, only in the Havamina you make the bracha after Hagbaha. But Lemaskana, you have to say the bracha before Hagbaha. And therefore, Lemaskana, the only exception is Tvila. Why in the Havamina we thought Al meant Meikara? If Al means Meikara, how can you say Al Tiyos? It must be you make the bracha when you already picked it up. But the Maskana, the mainstream way of reading the Maskana, is that Al is Lahaba Mashma. If Al is Lahaba Mashma, then you make the bracha Al Tiyos before you pick it up. And oh, we said, not Lotlu Lotes Bo, but not Lotlu Yotzebo, right? Yachi Lotlu Yotzebo Boile, in a Hanami. It really meant Yotzebo. No, that was all happy, it really meant Yotzebo. And the Maskana means Lotes Bo. There's a Yesh Omrim in the Ritva and the Ran. I'm not sure who this Yesh Omrim is. Maybe you could say it's the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon is very, I don't know. You'd have to you'd be reading it a lot into the Rambam. Because what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Brachos? In Hilchos Gula, he says, make the bracha before you pick it up. Okay, that would work very, very nicely. But how about in Hilchos Brachos, and then I'll take Yaakov's question. In Hilchos Brachos, what does he say? Notel salulam averch alentil salulav. Shekem shekbiu yotzidich amosval. Biur kodem sheitel averch litol lulav roleishiv asaka. It's not exactly this. He says you only, if it was brach, you only say alentil salulav if you make the bracha after you pick it up. Meaning he keeps the hafamida, that you make the bracha after you pick it up. And he doesn't seem to say, oh, if be'isr, b'di'evad, you were a bad person and avarya and made the bracha after you picked it up, you say alentil salulav. No, it sounds like there's a perfectly good option. So I don't know who this Yesh Omrim is saying, no, that whole thing making it to a Havnina, and you're not allowed to make it afterwards. I don't know who that is. Let's see. Says the Ritva. Yesh Omrim. Again, the Yesh Omrim, not the Ritva himself. Shahanota lulav duchayev levarech ba'od shemunach bekarka kodem sheyag bihen. You have to think the bracha is on the ground before you pick it up. Then he says, oh, shayahafech biyado kneshiyag derech lasso. He says, oh. But meaning, he's clearly saying, yeah, you're right, he says, oh. But he's saying, munach bekarka. Maybe he throws in an oh. Anyway, okay, I don't know who this is. Let's leave that aside. Let's assume not that way. So the second answer is the Rav Shmuel. This is also, if I have no idea how you're supposed to spell it, Vru. Let's see what he said. I know how to spell it in French. Ivra. Okay. Ivra. Fine. E-V-R-E-U-X. So what does he say? He says, no. Miyad. What's his lashon again? Miyad, his lashon is im hagba. That way he hasn't taken any itza too. You say al, because by the time you picked it up, you already picked it up. But it's still over lasiyasa because you're saying it as you pick it up. Okay, so little bit of a stretch in over Lasiyasa. You know, it's reminiscing a little bit of Huna, but Rav Huna says, you always do B'shas Lasiyasa. What he's saying is, B'shas HaNachak, you can do B'shas Lasiyasa, and that still counts over Lasiyasa. But neither of these are mainstream. The mainstream opinion is that you mamish pick it up and then say the bracha. Right? That's totally a mainstream opinion. Right? The mainstream Heirush is that you pick it up and then mevarich. Right? So let's forget these really non-mainstream shatim. If you pick it up, then you mevarich. What happened to over Lasiyasa? How many answers are there? Okay. Tosin Sukkah is five, no? Okay. What are the answers? What? That's what Tosu says here, right? And many we showed in the Be'iri says, the Chiddush Ran says, right? 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 All the following answers, right, are in Tosus and Sukkah. Aleph, he says, it's over Lasiyasan. It's Megagme, nothing, you're a Yotzei. Because you still have to do Nanuin. Okay. You know what? You might be right. Okay, I might have to. Okay. Hey, one answer in Tosos and Sukkah, and Tosos here, this is the first answer in Tosos here, is that it's over last year, so you still have to do Nanuin.
Right. You don't think that the word that's quoting is Yishavim is Rishma?
He doesn't say anything about Miyad Im Hanba. Does he say it? He says it when it's on the ground before you pick it up. That's very different from a shmuel. On the ground is very different from as you're picking it up. I think so. Mamish on the ground. No, he doesn't say as you're picking it up. He says mamish on the ground. Okay, what's the second answer in our Tosos?
Pick it up upside down.
Well, Tosos says, no, that was in the Havamina of Lutzis, but Lamaskana ain't Sarz Lahofko. Why? Because you have to be an aneya, or because you're not rolled so lotzeis. Okay, here, I'm wondering if my scheme is really correct or not. Okay, yeah, we'll come back to this. Okay, says close to the second answer is basically, Kavana Shelo Lotzeis. Kavana Shelo Lotzeis. You have Kavana not to be Yotzei until, right, this is the Sheet of the Gra, right? You know, the Zimmerman's people follow the Minig of the Gra. They don't do what most of us do. They pick everything up right side up, just have Kavana not to be Yotzei until after they say the Bracha, so it's all over Lasiyasa. What other answers? What answers does Artosos reject? What does Artosos reject as Halacha L'maisa? What? No, all right, to pick it up upside down. What we do, right?
Wait, but we never do that. I've never seen anybody take the lulav upside down. I've seen the esrog upside down.
Yeah, the girl points out that says, I'll see the lulav. Think, okay, so you know, if you take the esrog upside down, that's also good enough. The point is you're not guilty yet, right? If one of the four meanings is upside down, you're not guilty yet. Basically, if one of the four meanings is upside down, it's as good as all four meaning being upside down. Hafiha Tosos rejects this. But who says this? The Rabbi Tam in the Sefer Yashar says this. And Tosos and Sukkah says this is one of his five, as one of his five deals. And the truth is that, as the Ritva points out, this really is against our Gemara. Because our Gemara says it, you're really already Yotzei, the Agbe Nafik Bay. So really, this is what Hami tried to say before, maybe, is that it really. We should say, as the Ritva himself points out, this is really changing the Shaklev Tyre, our Gemara. Our Gemara assumed that it was already Yotzei when you say Al Natilas Lulav. That's simple pshat. Kamash Molan, that no, that was only in the Havamia. Limaskana, you have to do a Hapichet. What? Who be talking about?
The Gemara means
you took picked up right side up, but since we pask an al, that's what I meant to say, that this is going only in the half mina, you pick it up right side up. But Lamaskana, you have to pick it up upside down. Right. Meaning, Lamaskana, it's literally over Lasiyasa. Right? You weren't yet Yotzei. Okay, what other day is this Tosfos having Sukkah? What's the first day of Tosfos having Sukkah? Exactly. Mevarech. Achar shehigbiya miktsas ninim. Right, that's also Tosfos Sukkah suggests this. The other Rishonim don't think so. You pick up three ninim, you say the bracha, and then pick up the fourth. Or, what? It's the truth is that really this is real. I mean, he didn't say it, but you're right. This is really very similar to, you know, meaning, yeah, the Ritva suggests making a bracha before you pick up anything. But he says, or these are really all the same thing. I mean, we're saying in the end, you're not in the I be nothing be. I agree. So maybe we should just say it a little differently. Okay. All right. Let's say it a little differently. Sorry, I apologize. Let's say it like this. Yesh Omrim in the Ritva and the Ran is that Levarech Kodem Hagba to the Rav Shmuel Me Ivra says Levarech Miyad Im Hagba. Three, Toso says that Over la siyasan nishum chiyuv na'anuim. Four, says Tosfos, kavana shelolotzis. Five, says Sefer HaYashar, I hope we're in the same order, and Tosfos in Sukkah, haficha. Six, says Tos and Sukkah, he probably says five deals there. He says, Mevarech Achar Shehigbiya Miktsas Minim, but not all the Minim. And seven, what does Tos say at the end there? And I think it's also in the, there are being David and the Tosos Rush here, although those, there are being David here, I think it was on the Makaros, Tos and Sukkah, and there are being David, what does he say? Anshe Yerushalayim, right? Anshe Yerushalayim. Here it's interesting. There are some people who want to say Anshe Yerushalayim is only Yerushalayim. I'll be the Rambam. That Yerushalayim counts as Mikdash, and there's a different mitzvah there. He's obviously assuming not like that. That Anshe Yerushalayim, let's say Rashi Yerushalayim, is not the Mikdash. Yerushalayim is the same as Tel Aviv or Teaneck or Cedarhurst. Says Anshe Yerushalayim, meaning it's over Lasi Yosan, Mishum. Anshei Yerushalayim. What does that mean? I was already Yotzei, but I wasn't fully Yotzei. Because Anshei Yerushalayim would go, remember what they would do, they would lane with their lulav, they would say Kriya Shema with their lulav, they would daven with their lulav, they would make a chol with their lulav, etc., etc. Okay. Now, what was pointed out is that some of these shitas fit the Gemara nicely, where the Gemara says, not lo v'yotzebo. Right, some of these fit the Gemara nicely, not lo vi yatzavo. Some of these you really weren't yotzei yet. You really weren't no-till yet. So you have to say that was in the half of meaning of the Gemara, but in the maskan of the Gemara, it is okay. All right, now, here's the question you want to ask. Why would some of these deos not agree with others of the deos? Now, you could say, maybe there's no machlokas. Everyone agrees there's seven possible things you can do. But that's not true. Not everyone agrees that all of these are good ideas. For example, why do many be shown and reject the pshat, the beginning of the Yesh Omrim, says just pick it up when it's on, make a bracha when it's on the floor. Why do many be shown and reject that? Right, exactly. Here, what do we see? What about the other be shown in? So here we have two opinions. The Rambam and the Ramban says that's also an option. Yeah, you could make the bracha before you pick it up, says the Rambam. If you make the bracha before you pick it up, you say Lito. If you make it right after you pick it up, you say Almatilo, says the Ramban. You could make the bracha before you pick it up. I think then you would say Lito, But in the end, like the Rambam, he doesn't go by name. But in the end, I'm a little nervous. Maybe they're only talking one choice, so they need a little plug, say, I'll. But what did most Rishonim say? Right? Most Rishonim said, say, no, it's not allowed. Why is it not allowed? Why are you not allowed to make the bracha before you pick it up? I mean, since when are you not allowed to overlas yosef? What's the chat? Of course. You're nor you have to overlas yosef. But not before you pick it up. Why? Says that. Say for you. Right? So why?
Because,
says Sefer HaYashar, Shash Bracha Levatala. After all, if you're not holding it yet, you might not end up picking it up. That's a far out Shash, we might say. No one's talking about saying your Bracha at home and then like going to Shul and looking for a Lubin Esra. You know, it's mamish in front of you on your desk. Still, something might get messed up. What does he say? It's a bit of a chiddush, this Rabbeinu Tam. Really? If it's sitting in front of me, something going to happen, I'm not going to pick it up? That's so likely. I mean, anything could happen, but is that so likely? Are we choshish for things on that level of likelihood in normal kosher kula? Okay, chiddush Rabbeinu Tam. The Balamor also says, and the Tosfos and Sukkah also says, that the Balamor here, Tosfos and Sukkah, and others also say, but they don't say Chash Bracha Latala. I'm not going to assume anyone means Chash Bracha Latala if they don't say it, because I think the big finish. What do they say? They say, no, the rule, and it's how do we know it's not Bracha Latala? They start quoting the Mar Menachos. So the Mar Menachos says, when can you say the Bracha on Tefillin? Anyone hear where it's filling? Before you Upsharta, before you put it, tie it, but after Hanachah, after you put it on. Why? The answer is, because over Lasiyasa means you already have to have a tzimruf to the asiyah. You need a tzimruf to the asiyah. Rule that you need biyado. Why? A tzimruf l'maisa mitzvah or l'kiva mitzvah. The bracha needs to be connected to the mitzvah. If I make the bracha when the lulav's on the table, there's no nothing to mechaber the bracha to the mitzvah. I have to hold something in order to be mechaber the bracha to this mitzvah. That's the pashat shot. Which again, perhaps I should go back to our old board. Is it so important to be mechaber the bracha to the mitzvah or not? You could say it's nothing to chakira. You could say the more it's integrated to the mitzvah, the more it's important to have a tzeruf. Although even a shevach, you might need a tzeruf. Okay, so I'm not sure. It could be just smart. You need a tzeruf. Okay, so this Ramban and the Rambam, they say, well, you don't need such a tzeruf. You need a tzeruf. It's right in front of you. That's a good enough tzeruf. They held. And interestingly, the Rebbe David and the Shiran gave specific reasons that had to do with Mechilas Lulav. They did not think this was a general rule. Rebbe David and the Shiran says, generally, you're allowed to make a bracha before you pick it up. Why does it say that on tefillin? They don't explain. Generally, you can make a bracha as long as it's in front of you. Like, for example, if it would be a shofar, you can make a bracha even if it was on the table. You know what we do. We do like the Balamor, Tosfos and Sukkah. You're not letting a bracha and shofar until you're holding it in your hand. But they say, no, shofar, you can make a bracha even if it's on the table. Specifically, lulav, you can't make a bracha before you pick it up. Why? Because what might someone might think, Xabra? Exactly, because then people might think that a bare netila suffices. Now, of course, a bare netila does suffice, b'di'evit, midag be'enafitle. But they might think that it suffices l'chachiba. If you say, Alatiyas lulav, pick up the lulav, people will think that all you need to do is pick it up once. And that will be an avla. Apparently, they think it's really important that people know the true extent of mitzvah of lulav. People have to know. Here, they're actually saying two different things. The Chiddush Aran said, the Chiddush Aran says, people have to know to do the Nanuim. And the Rebbe David says, people have to know to do like Anshe Yerushalayim, which is a big Chiddush. Like most of us know Anshe Yerushalayim. And he thought, like, they're davka metaken a bracha in an exceptional fashion to remind people of this. Okay. Okay, so that's reasons why they reject that approach. Let us ask another question. Why do some Rishonim reject the approach of Nanuim? Right? Why would with the other Rishonim, not agree with that thing. Some Rishonim do. Meaning, the Chiddush Aran agrees to the idea of Nanuim, and the Meiri agrees to the idea of Nanuim. It's not only Tosos. You mean not in the Yesh Omrim, in himself, you mean?
Yes,
first he quotes the Yesh Omrim, and then he says, you're right, he says, V'atam lo nislamish v'nein nikr yafshu bala sosa in levarich. You don't have it safer. Correct. Absolutely. Good point. That's the ode, the ritva. He says, you're not mislamish, and it's not clearly nikr you're about to do it. I'm calling that safer, right? You're not like mamish connected to it yet. Okay, good. Why do the other Rishonim not think that this Nanuim answer is good enough? After all, because Tom says you have to turn it upside down. Why do you just think it's okay because it's over Lasiyasa than the Nanuim? Tosos here says one day. The Gros says you have to have Kavanah Shalom Latsis. Why do you think it's good enough? Oh, I didn't put that on the Gros. He says, no, it's not good enough to rely on the Nanuim. Kavanah Shalom Latsis. Or the Mandarim have to make it on the ground. Why do they think that Nuim's not a good enough reason? The Pasha is because it's not Ma'akev. Right? The truth is, you could say this for one of two reasons. Either they could say because you shouldn't do any of the bits without a bracha. Because it's Matir, you shouldn't even start without a Matir. Right? Or they could say because the Nuim's not, just a side point, the Nuim's not made for a mitzvah. The Nuim's not so important. It's not Ma'akev. So I think in the other Rishonim, you could give one or two svaras. You could say that, no, it's Aser, Lassos, Afilu, Chelek, Meha Mitzvah, Bli Bracha. And therefore, they said, no, find some other way where you're like, you don't have Kavanah, or it's upside down, we haven't picked it up yet. Or they could say, no. Nanuim, right, which are a Shuri Mitzvah, right, and they're not Ma'akev, at all. Okay, that's something you showed me, so I said. Nanuim are not, let's say, they're not the Ekra Mitzvah. They're not Ma'akev. Yeah, it's a nice extra thing, this is a Mokhar additional Kiyam, but the Nanuim are not the Ikra of the Mitzvah. And the Nanuim are not Ma'akev. Okay, that's a doubt, and this ties into a very fundamental lumdus. What's the status of Nanuim? Right? Interesting Hakira. On the one hand, what would we say? Me the Agbe nothing. The Mara says, me the Agbe nothing bay. Nanuim are a cute additional kiyum. Are a nice durabana, an additional idea. But they're not the Ikra Mitzvah, right? On the other hand, bring me two proofs that Nanuim are part of the Ikra Mitzvah. A katan shiudel and a neachayim lulav.
Why the shir of a lulav?
And the shir is the lulav needs. Three tefachim plus a fourth tefach kedem l'aneah. If Nanuim is not the ikra of the mitzvah, why would it be part of the shir of lulav? Right? You should say lulav means three tefachim, and it's even better if it has four. So here we have a big machlokas. This is Nanuim. We're not learning Masechta Sukkah now. We did that 3 years ago, I think. But says the Chassam, so for Nanuim are achiv doraisa. Other not ma'akiv, kalaroi lebilein bilein akevus. As long as you could do Nanuim, then that's good enough. And therefore, it's just to be tall enough for Nanuim, and the kid has to be old enough for Nanuim. Right? But he says, really don't write. It's Ma'akev, it's just that potential Nanuim counts as Nanuim based on this interesting rule of Kalaroi, Labila, and Vilma Kevispo. Okay, so that really is a Hakira in Nanuim. Right? Hakira, Be'inyan, not Anuim. Hakira, Be'inyan, Anuim. Okay, we can go through each of these. I'm not going to go through all of these, but I just want to point out one thing. A lot of Rishon don't bring this idea of Kavanah Shalom Latzis. Why do other Rishonim not answer, just have Kavanah Shalom Latzis? It seems very simple. Just have Kavanah Shalom Latzis, Shalom Latzis.
Bar and Erevin.
Aha. So that's the reason we see in many of the Rishonim here explicitly, right? What does Tosfos Bein Haperet say? Tosfos Bein Haperet says, Kavanah Shalom Latzis doesn't help, so we hold Mitzvah Tzeis Yichus Kavanah. So Kavanah Shalom Latzis doesn't help. Okay, so what does our Tosfos and we'll say back? Even if Mitzvah Yitzchichus Kavanah, Kavanah Shalom Latzis ruins it. So here we might say that, what do the other Rishonim say? What they might say is, there's actually two things they might say. I'll mention not going to use this now. For machlokas tosas and meirin daf kuf tesvav. I mean, end of kuf tav yodal the top kuf tesvav. What if I eat mora for karpas with kavanah shel latzeis, and then I eat mora for mora with kavanah latzeis? When should I say the bracha? The meiri holds the second time, and the tosas holds the first time, and therefore the tosas later on holds that even if I have kavanah shel latzeis, I'm supposed to make the bracha before the Maisa Mitzvah, even though I haven't yet done the Kiyum Mitzvah. Okay, maybe that's a steer between Tosos. Tosos here and Tosos there. We'll have to deal with it. Okay, I'm going to leave that. It could be, you know, Ayin. Daf. What? Achila is different.
Yeah.
Ah, because me like Kresa. Ayin Daf Kutzesvav. I don't remember him saying quite those words. Well, okay, I'll look at it again. Ha'im mevarich kodem ma'isa ha-mitzvah o kodem kiyum ha-mitzvah. But we're not going to get into that now. What's the reason why the Rishonim here says Tosfos Rei Peretz? He says, because mitzvos ein shrichos kavana, and therefore l'chein afilu em niskavein shelo latzeis yatzah. And here we have a big machlok we show it. If mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, which the machlok we show, let's assume we pass the mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and I have kavana, no kavana my yotze. What if I have negative kavana? If I have negative kavana my yotze or not? That's a big machlok we show him. What about negative kavana? Lemanda Omar mitzvos ein srichos kavana. Our Tosos and our Daf says that you're not Yotze, right? And the Meiri here also says you're not Yotze. And the Ran and Rosh Hashanah also says you're not Yotze. Tosos, Meiri Khan, the Ran and Rosh Hashanah says lo yatsa. However, the Tosos in Peretz here and the Rit from Rosh Hashanah says Yotza. Now again, the Rav has different ways of understanding which is machlokas, but it could be the machlokas here is a very fundamental machlokas based on what annoyed the Meiri. What annoyed the Meiri in the Dhamma to be based on Achira? The Meiri is very philosophical, very Maimonidean. He says, why are mitzvahs important? Not because just, oh, you do something and magically it does something, but because they have an effect on your personality. He says, that's why mitzvahs shrichos kavana. Because obviously the ikkar is not just doing some magic act. The ikkar is that it makes you a better person. It has an effect on your neshama by improving your neshama by how you feel, how you come close to Hashem. We use very bothered. How could it be under mitzvah tzrichas kavana? What's pshat? How could it be mitzvah tzrichas kavana? What good is a mitzvah without kavana? And here I think you have a fundamental hakira manda or mitzvah tzrichas kavana. One possibility is that no. Why is mitzvah tzrichas kavana? Because a mitzvah is a mitzvah regardless of how you feel. A mitzvah has some kedusha, has some power which transcends your experience. Mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. The maisa has power in and of itself. The Meiri can't stomach that, says the Meiri. Says the Meiri, he can't stomach that. He says, no, it can't be. You know why there's a mandar mitzvah in tzrichas? First of all, it says we don't pass like that mandar. Or you minimize it. But you know why it's mandar mitzvah tzrichas kavana? Because look, l'maisa, a Jew doing a mitzvah. Come on, every Jew knows about mitzvahs. And every Jew in the back of his mind wants to do mitzvahs and wants to serve Hashem, etc. He says, really? Everyone really has some level of kavana. And you know what? If there's one guy out of a million cases who mamish doesn't have kavana, he says, well, I'm not talking about Rishayim, who are like kofrim, who like want to yoda kono mustavin limrubo. No, we're talking about like regular Jews who just aren't thinking what they're doing. Even when you're not thinking what you're doing, you're still thinking on some level subconsciously. And not only that, if one in a million cases the guy's not thinking, it's so rare that Halacha just didn't take that into account. But Be'etzem, you need Kavana. What's the thing you're saying? Be'etzem, you need Kavana. It's just that Stam also counts as Kavana. Right? Remember in Kachem, Stam Olashma. So this is too, this may be a Hakira in Mitzvah saying Shrichos Kavana. It doesn't have to be. But it might be, maybe this is a Hakira. Bimanda Omar Ein Shrichos Kavana. Do you say Mamish Ein Tzorich LeKavana? Mamish, you don't need kavana. The maisa has its own power. Or do you say, nah, stama, stama kalishma, to steal a phrase from Kodshim? Stama kalishma. Minastam, there's kavana. What's an afkamina? What if you say, I don't want to do it? If the commander was stama kavana, then if you don't want to do it, you didn't have kavana. If it's that the mice has its own power, the mice has power regards to what you think. This might also affect some other questions, which we won't get into now, such as the question of, do you at least need to know, let's say I eat matzah, do I at least need to know that it's Pesach and that this is matzah? If you know the mice has its own power, then maybe you don't even need to know that it's Pesach and that it's matzah. All I have to do is eat it. But if you say, no, without kavana, still stomach is enough kavana. Yeah, I at least need to know this Pesach, otherwise this stomach, how do I think anything? I at least need to know this matzah. That's the sheet of the Ra'ah. Might also affect the issue of, would he be modeh that in mitzvos without an action with just deeper you need kavana? So she did already on the Magid Mishnah. If you say a stomach lishma, you might say stomach lishma. If I just hear someone saying something in shul, then it's not stomach lishma. If you say that no, the mice itself has power, okay, but that's more complicated. Maybe we'll leave that for now. Anyway, the mice, we have a fascinating chakir mitzvah and shuchas kavana. As you can see, now we're going to move on. We're going back to Pesach. But you know, we could spend another 2 months here because, again, you can take every mitzvah here and every halachic concept here and get into that sugya. But I think we're going to move back to regular Pesach now. For next year, we will continue in the Gemara, L'or Haner, and the Gemara, or the next Amud of L'or Haner. We're going to run through it pretty quickly. Just look at briefly at the Balamor and the Melchamos and the Raivin on that. And then we'll really go into Gomakom Shem Mechnes Mochamets. We're going to move a little because they're not such deep sugyas for a while. I mean, Nair is a deep sugya, but we already discussed it all enough knowledge. So there's no point repeating ourselves. So basically, we're going to go until the bottom of Daf Chesam and Aleph, where it gets into other interesting Shas sugyas. But we're going to try and run through an amen and a half to the bottom of Daf Chesam and Aleph with Rashi, Tosos, and I'll send out some more Makoros, Mirtz Hashem, later. Okay, if anyone has questions, please feel free to ask. No. What the Iri says is that Kavana says you need a high level of Kavana. You need a conscious high level Kavana. Manner and Sazin turns on and says enough to have a lower level of Kavana.
No, we say Kavana and Minasam, you're just spacing out, you're not filling your fields because
you're asking from the Chayi Adam quoted by the Mishnah Brura.